I was reading I Am by John Klein, and in there he defines the body as only the five senses. Another teaching that I follow defines the body as the unconscious depth of the mind, which leads me to conclude that the five senses are the unconscious depth of the mind. And I wonder if you would comment.
Yes, when Jean Klein says the body is just the five senses, what he really means is that they're talking about the same understanding, but especially in slightly different ways. What the second teaching expression is saying is that the body is how the unconscious, the layers of the mind, appear when viewed from a second person point of view. And what Jean Klein is saying is that the body is that appearance, is that the bundle of sense perception, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling. So when I look at you, my perceiving faculties, I see you and hear you. If I was sitting next to you, I would see you, hear you, touch you. So what I see is you're not really a body. You know from your own inner experience that you're something much vaster than a physical body. But when I look at what you are, I don't see the internal workings of your own mind. I don't see the subconscious layers of your own mind. I see just that part of your subconscious mind that my senses are able to capture. So all I see, all I experience is what I can see and hear and touch. In that sense, Jean Klein was saying that the body is what our senses capture. But our senses, both statements are true, but they're speaking at slightly different levels. William Blake unified these two statements. The body is that portion of the soul, or that portion of the unconscious mind that is discernible to the five senses. So he acknowledged that the body is the appearance of the mind. And that's consistent with the consciousness-only model, that the universe is not made out of matter, it's made out of universal mind or consciousness. So that means that if the universe is what the activity of consciousness looks like from a localized point of view, then an individual body is what the activity of a finite mind looks like from a localized point of view. So when I look at you, I see a body, but when you close your eyes and go inside, you don't experience yourself as a body, you experience yourself as a mind, a bundle of thinking, feeling, sensing, and perceiving, plus all the subconscious layers beneath that. But I can't see your thoughts, feelings, sensations, perceptions, and your subconscious. But when I look at this bundle of mind, I see a body, because I see your mind through my perceiving faculties, through seeing, hearing, and touching. So Jean Klein was saying, what we see of the body, and indeed our own body, what we see of our own body is just a bundle of sense perceptions. But he didn't mean that all there is to the body is sense perception. What he meant was that sense perception renders the reality of the body as a body. It makes the mind look like a body. Did I explain that well? Does that make sense? A lot of puzzled faces. I don't think so. No. Let's bring Mary and Jane back from holiday, briefly. Are you all familiar with Mary and Jane? Mary falls asleep in Burlingame. She dreams she's Jane on the streets of Paris. In this case, Mary falls asleep in Burlingame. She dreams she's Jane on safari. Jane's gone on a safari. She's in South Africa, and in the safari, She's being chased by a tiger in her dream. So what is the tiger? But what is it that Jane, this is in Mary's dream, Mary's dreaming of the safari, and she's localized herself as Jane in the safari. She's being chased by a tiger. There's no real tiger there. Why is Mary dreaming of a tiger? Because she has this fearful disposition in Burlingame. Mary's just a regular person in Burlingame, but she's been afraid all her life. But she's not aware of her fear. She has strategies to avoid it and manage it and cope with it. So she's not really aware of her fear except on very rare occasions. Her fear is part of her subconscious. It very rarely makes its way up into her conscious mind. And because of that, she needs to work it out in her dreams. So the fear that is subliminal, hidden from her in the recesses of her own mind in the waking state, plays itself out in the dream state. But Mary can't view her dream directly. In order to view the content of her dream, Mary must forget she's asleep in Burlingame. She must localize herself as Jane within her own dream. Now, from Jane's point of view, what does Mary's fear look like? Because Jane's going to look at it through the lens of sense perception. The entire dream is Mary's mind. Mary's localized herself as Jane. The dreamed world, the safari, is the unlocalized part of Mary's mind. It's all Mary's mind, but Mary's mind has divided itself in two. It's localized itself as Jane, and the rest, the unlocalized part, is the safari. So when Jane looks at the unlocalized part of Mary's mind, what does she see? She sees a tiger. The tiger is a representation of Mary's fear, represented in a way that is consistent with Jane's perceiving faculties. So Jane is looking at what is, for Mary, the emotion of fear, but it appears to Jane, when viewed through sense perception, as a terrifying tiger. So what is fear on the inside for Mary is a tiger on the outside for Jane. Does that make sense? So the tiger, so Jean Klein might say to Jane, all there is to that tiger is your sense perceptions, seeing and hearing. Well, that's true. The tiger does appear to Jane as the experience of seeing and hearing. So Jean Klein could legitimately say to her, all there is to the tiger is sense perception. But if you're talking to William Blake or Bernardo Kastrup or someone else, the tiger will say no. They will say no. The tiger is not just Jane's sense perceptions. It is the subconscious region of Mary's mind appearing to Jane as a terrifying tiger. So both points of view are right. They're just describing the tiger, one from Jane's point of view, a bundle of sense perceptions, and one from Mary's point of view, the subliminal regions of her own mind. So they're both right.
Thank you, Rupert. Thank you for bringing us all together.